it dawns on you that this is essentially a Muslim community, which is, by the way, demanding that Prime Minister Bhutto, who is due to die very shortly in Pakistan, be released. He is now laying on a cold, barren floor. The former powerful Muslim leader of Pakistan being sentenced to death. He was a capitalist nation, but it does not preserve one to have power or even be a military dictatorship. There is no protection except in cooperation with others. Losing yourself and becoming a zero personality in the collective consciousness of communism. Bangladesh has no alcohol, no tobacco. Travel on bus into the country areas, and you see hardly another vehicle. At dusk, only one or two pedestrians are out in the open on the country roads. These roads are asphalted, but bordered by dusty strips. The dust blows as the vehicle speeds along. It becomes a little uncomfortable for conversation, particularly in the summer weather. Bangladesh seems like a sprawling giant waiting to be aroused. Where formerly it was under the direst of poverty, and 1 million died in, you know, a famine, and then later another million in a horrible, horrible monsoon that led to tidal waves, typhoons. Universities are turning out energetic young men and few, and a good number of women. The Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology was co-sponsor of the Commonwealth Regional Workshop on Rural Technology. The Cooperative People's Republic of Bangladesh has moved very close to the Soviet Union, and it's encouraging development of its people in every sphere of its life. The country is becoming a beehive of activity. Hospitals are meeting the needs of the people by training many female paramedics who ride bicycles all over the country and carry medicine even to the most remote parts. Salaries in Bangladesh are modest, even for young doctors, whose income does make their necessities, but does not leave for margins, because the emphasis is on socialism in the emerging Republic of Bangladesh, which has a strong alliance with the Soviet Union. But there are outlets, and doctors and engineers are recruited in Bangladesh, also for countries like Iran, Malaya, Libya, Saudi Arabia, and Nigeria, as Bangladesh is actually training more doctors than any country its proportionate size. This is one way to earn foreign exchange. In 1973, incentives were given for workers, mostly in hotels and restaurants in Great Britain, to remit foreign currency through banks. Now England is trying to get the brown people, the black people, to repatriate and get out of the country, and Bangladesh is offering to take members of the minority community in their new, emerging, and successfully socialistically building nation. The People's Republic of Bangladesh emerged in December 71 after civil strife in Pakistan. 2 years later, the government introduced for remittances of money from abroad higher rates than the official rate. This was not too successful, and the wage earners scheme was the answer. Bangladesh can now boast that a substantial portion of the imports of consumer goods and industrial raw materials are met out of foreign exchange remitted by its wage earners in foreign countries through banks and in the form of goods. Complete freedom from administrative control is said to account for the success of the scheme. Details of that scheme were not available at the time when Lukku was there, and it's impossible to say whether such a scheme would be equally beneficial in Guyana. For my part, I should like to see the introduction of a consumer's scheme to help meet our foreign exchange problem. And further, I say not. Well, we shall see what it does have to offer. Seems that Guyana is looking more and more towards third world nations as guide for its solutions. And the news general shows a definite looking towards the third world nations and socialist nations. High article of praise for the Soviet economy, entitled The Political System of the Soviet Democratic Society, and the Working Class Dictatorship covers two pages. Strong indictment of U.S. capital, falling dollar, how it hits the world and threatens economic, total economic depression in the capital states and even hurts third world states, number of articles of that nature. Strong comment by Chief Justice on a political trial case who's become a good friend of us, Justice Bowles, who seems to be anxious to draw closer to People's Temple. The Catholic Standard, now I'm into, refuses to accept the new Rhodesian settlement, calls the religious leaders sellouts, suggests the Catholic Standard of Guyana to build Christian life in communist countries and are doing so successfully in South Vietnam and Cuba, and suggests that the church can easily work with communists because communism takes its basis, in fact, from the New Testament. Catholic Church here does not hold a lot of central wealth, and as a consequence is one of the more revolutionary in terms of the Catholic Church. Catholic Church is also quite revolutionary in parts of Central America, particularly Nicaragua, and resisting the Guatemalan fascist, and it's known for its liberalism in Chile now, resisting the junta, just to name a few. Thus ends the commentary of the news. Time to go back to work. Let us be sure to produce, to show our concern, let's produce, to have higher work reports in by the People's Rally this week. Because we're going to give more rewards and more discipline to those who do not produce. We should be concerned to produce the people's property that benefits all more than we did for ourselves when we were working just for your four and no more. But it's not so. So let's step up our pace. Though some of the ministers, supervisors of agriculture are in the city, we want to see the crews show that you can do the job, even though they're there entertaining for you to help our public image. All my love. Was arrested, and though 14 years of age, charged with a federal crime, which can carry death and no less than 20 years. He said he had some sick loved one in New York. Well, there's a lot of sickness, a lot of unhappy people in U.S. as the job situation continues to get more bleak. Unemployment grew by 2% last month. The United Construction mine workers continue to strike in the state of Indiana and Ohio. In most states, they've gone back to work, as well as the United Mine Workers who have gone back deep in the mine shafts across the nations, 100,000 strong in USA. In spite of not getting their health demands, their wage increases, they ate humble pie when being betrayed by the AFL-CIO labor union head, George Meany, who long has been under the pay of the CIA and was openly mentioned in CIA minutes as being instrumental in funneling CIA funds to overthrow governments in South America. Historically, he is known as a capitalist labor boss. Anyway, without support, the mine workers were forced back to work, as well as the construction workers connected with the mines who build the shafts and the tunnels, except in the state of Indiana and Ohio, in which they are still resisting. Sophia Loren has been arrested since the communists brought into the coalition government in Italy of Prime Minister Andreotti. She has been arrested for trafficking in currency, a serious charge in any socialist country, taking currency out of Italy and trying to deposit it in Swiss banks. The morning news, 6:30 morning news, this Sunday said that they faced several federal crimes, her and her producer husband, as well as a host of bankers and other wealthy people in Italy who have been charged by the coalition government of Prime Minister Andreotti of Italy, the boot that hangs out from Europe into the Mediterranean. We must have our map up soon so that we can all appreciate the world developments and know to work hard quickly and prepare our people for freedom, because this business is getting heavy. When the President of the United States is called before an FBI investigative hearing, when nuclear war clouds gather because the U.S. military insists on placing the neutron bomb in Europe, it is getting very difficult. The Soviet and Chinese troops had border clashes today. The Soviet Union was asked by the Chinese Congress to withdraw its troops. The Soviet Union refused, saying that China has gone into the ranks of the imperialist and that their troops no longer represent Marxist-Leninism, but the dangerous road of nationalism. The Prime Minister of the Soviet Union did, however, offer to meet in special session with the Prime Minister Hui of China. China said on the Voice of Peking that it did desire closer accords with the Soviet Union, but did demand that the Soviet Union remove the troops from the Mongolian and Chinese border. According to BBC, even, the Chinese have attempted excursions into Soviet territory, and the Soviet Union refuses adamantly, to remove their troops. More unrest in the Palestine-Lebanon situation, as Israelis continue to trouble the waters. United Nations troops have had to be called by the Nigerian general who is in charge of the United Nations forces in Lebanon. Syria, receiving Soviet support, promises to drive the Israelis back into Israel if they don't cease from their altercations. Nuclear power leak springs in New Hampshire. Choline chemical tragedy in California, requiring the evacuation of several counties. Homosexual rights are being knocked down in state after state because of a rising campaign of fundamentalists under the banner of Anita Bryant, who has been brought back as the advertiser, receiving $100,000 a year for orange juice in Florida. And they say that they have to pass buckets in meetings to receive her offerings in her new vigilant campaign based on Save the American Children from the Homosexual. Racism, bigotry is not dead. Wilmington 10 denied a new hearing by the Attorney General of the United States. The Mashpee Indian claim denied by federal jury, consistent with the Senate trend to ignore Indian rights and to break all treaties. Stand by. To begin this day, as I have been QSOing all night, building up friends for you, and it's essential that we also have thousands of contacts with amateur radio stations. We have, continuing to build friendship, because they're lonely, empty lives, This is the only way we've saved ourselves from being cut off in San Francisco. We have violated many so-called rules of the fascist controls of amateur radio by the FCC. However, the FCC seems to be reluctant, at least as of now, to move against us because they no doubt monitor through their police state security and see that lots of people find us popular here because they're empty. Businessmen, again tonight, professional people, doctors, ABC commentator, even, on the most widely listened to television station, WABC, in New York, sit back and yearn to talk, beg to talk, all night long, lonely, empty lives. How much we have purpose, collective support of our extended family in this communist cooperative. Let's show our work production today of appreciation. Our people are begging to be free, and they're being more harassed more every day by violent threats and intimidations. Really, genuine, violent threats and intimidations. Their system is getting increasingly wicked. Weakened in its purpose, but dangerous because it lacks leadership. An internal struggle, vying for power holds by various capitalist elements and fascist elements like heads the Armed Services Committee and the CIA, who started the conspiracy against us, Senator Stennis. Our musical and entertainment program in Georgetown was a raving success. Newsman said it was on the par of the best and even excelled the TV that they'd watched in the United States. Cross-section of Guyanese attended, business people, professional people, government leaders, all raved on Marceline's speech that I had made for her, and it was a very biting speech against U.S. imperialism and racism. In attendance was Dr. Green, Hamilton Green, Minister of Housing, Health, and Labor, Minister Shirley Fields Ridgely, Minister of Information, that controls what goes in the press, what goes out in the terms of PR. Minister Kennard, Minister of Agriculture, and several other important dignitaries. Ambassador of North Korea, Communist North Korea, Ambassador of the Soviet Union, and all said they were very well pleased. In fact, overwhelmed by our performances. People came from upriver, Marijuana, because of Patty, Tommy, and Ravina. They took boats. One had to paddle a canoe from her farm residence to get to the main steamer to go into Georgetown, just to see our tremendous performance. All called it professional. The Minister of Culture for Guyana said we have the best band in the Caribbean. Opportunities were opened up right on the spot. We helped socialism through music, as we could also help it through sports. We want to develop some of our wood for a basketball floor court so we can show them some socialist action on the court. We have found the weapon of bringing socialism nonviolently through music and acting. We can also do so through sports. This gives you a brief summation of the news. South Africa in a state of turmoil because of the assassination of the Namibian leader, and even now because of the organization, coalition of African states, Carter forced to call for majority rule in Zimbabwe, Rhodesia, that is, and South Africa. He said the time has come, and is soon passing, when peaceful change will be possible. for the transition of majority black rule. Even though he's politicking, taking stabs at the Soviet Union, who's being called on, and the brave Cuban people all over Africa for assistance, it got him into trouble. But U.S. efforts to bring an FBI investigation of him, the president itself, for his dismissal of the district attorney, the federal district attorney of Philadelphia. Unprecedented. One never knows next what to expect. The Vietnamese have settled the Cambodian question with Soviet aid. Cambodians have been driven back from another effort to intrude into Vietnamese territory. North and South Vietnam are now one communist country. Even though they border China, they are in the Soviet alliance. Their allegiance is with the Soviet Union. The demand for the pardon for the Charlotte Three has been denied by Governor Jim Hunt. Other jurists are joining the bandwagon of the Supreme Court Justice of Carolina, who called for lynching as a truly Christian solution to crime, quick and efficient. It's receiving accolades, praises, and no criticisms across the nation. This gives you some ideas. I said, again, we should review that. You've forgotten it. Supreme Court Justice, Chief Supreme Court Justice, startled the lawyers' gathering, but brought about complete ovations with a speech praising law enforcement by lynch mobs, as you remember. In a speech in the annual Buck Harris Dinner in Lumberton, the Chief Justice Beverly Lake of the Supreme Court blamed delays in punishing offenders caused by the decline of lynching for a rise in vicious crimes. He said crime would be controlled if you'd give the good American people the right to lynch, bring justice on the spot. In past years, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court told the assembled lawyers justice was sometimes rendered within hours of the commission of a crime. The community frequently rose up in a body and dealt summarily and effectively with the offender. Chief Justice Lake ambivalently endorsed the shift of justice through the court system, not so because of any frequent miscarriage of justice, but because of what type of direct community response to crime did to those who participated in it. He said it's truly a Christian method, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It gives the offended the right to punish the offender. The title of his speech was, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court speech title was, Let's Go Back to Lynching. And he used the lynching recently of a 15-year-old Augusta, Georgian boy, a black young man, as a basis for calling for it. The high court judge blamed the change for the increase in vicious crimes, that people could no longer lynch, as I said. He suggested lynching for gays, blacks, browns, and anyone else that offended the public norms. The public norms? Who is to decide? Who is to decide what the public norm is? Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, 13-year veteran of the highest court, received standing ovation. Even newsmen dropped their cameras, and lawyers, though startled at first, joined in the throng for his speech in full support of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court's speech, Let's Go Back to Lynching. We had better recognize where we're at. Mayor Kenneth Gibson under attack in Newark, New Jersey. Gibson, the first black mayor of a major eastern city, was the first elected to his post in 1966, defeating Mayor Adnozini, a corrupt, racist machine politician. Gibson was put into his post with the widespread backing of the city's progressive forces, including members of the Congress of African People, since abolished by pressures brought about by Mayor Kenneth Gibson Black, man of Newark, New Jersey, who has since forgotten his supporters. But since then, Gibson has been widely criticized for upholding patronage jobs and abandoning the black community entirely. As former head of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, he has become a national spokesperson for even moderate urban politicians, advocating more federal aid to control crime, that is, control blacks in the large metropolitan areas. Nonetheless, all of his appeasement of black mayor Kenneth Gibson selling out his supporters and the black community, according to the New York Times, has gotten him very little, as he's under indictment. Investigation for federal income tax evasion. You can't be black and a mayor, even if you're corrupt. You can't be black and a leader, no matter what corruption you may represent. Why don't people see the light? Let's see the light, beginning with this morning, and free our people. Work hard, please. Work hard. In the afternoon, plant every piece of ground. Clean up the areas. Paint. But plant most of all. Work the soil so there'll be enough for all of our people ahead. OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, states that the capitalist world is very near a total economic collapse. So the only way it can be avoided, that is to prevent this politically explosive situation, that the capitalist governments of Japan and West Germany stimulate their economies to increase growth rates by 5%. This would not be enough to reduce joblessness. But the OECD admits that an attempt to achieve 5% would trigger inflation that could wreck the economy. So they're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. While these governments are theoretically agreed to expand, they have not yet done so because of fear of inflation and a heightened international competitiveness. Stressing the need to put international cooperation before national interest, the OECD, the second time in a week, has appealed, and cited the growing U.S. balance of trade deficit and the resulting decline of the dollar, and called upon the surplus countries that are having more advantages of capitalism, though latecomers in the game, primarily Japan and the fascist West German government, to share the surplus with other countries before it's too late. So far, the tendency is in the other direction. Capitalism breeds competition, naturally. So Japan and West Germany and the capitalist countries are moving towards protectionism rather than sharing their trade surplus and cutting down trade barriers. Thus gives you an idea of the state of the nation, state of the world. Things are going well for us in Georgetown. All sorts of public appearances last night. The major, beautiful, most beautiful cultural center auditorium of any nation I've ever seen in the world, the Guyana Cultural Center. All kinds of leaders, the ambassador of North Korea, communist North Korea, was astounded, he said, by our talent. The Soviet delegation and ambassador was overwhelmed by our performance. Government leaders of Guyana, Minister of Health was there, the Minister of Labor, Minister of Works, Dr. Hamilton Green, and as you know, a miracle has broken through for Dr. Larry Shack. Normally, all nations require one solid year of internship with a hospital in one of their major city areas. Dr. Shack will be given full license after 2 weeks of orientation with one consultant in Guyana, and then he will be allowed to finish his internship here on the project, miraculously enough, and will be given credits for all the consultations done through amateur radio. Whatever the course, that is a first, a breakthrough. No doctor in the history of Guyana has been granted full licensing without serving 1 year of internship. Dr. Shack has not served one day. So my white knight, wild nigger, completely dedicated communist stands, saying we will not give up our doctor, appears to have paid off indeed, as he has been granted license with only, full license with only 2 weeks with his consultant. Then he will be able to finish his internship here, serving our people on the project. We will give you the good news with the bad news. We're informed by the foreign minister that it is a positive sign. The government has said that none of our children, including John, Dana, will be allowed to leave this country legally or illegally, even if the court were to decide against us. There's an order, according to the foreign minister, passed, now Chancellor of the Elections, soon to be sent to Great Britain on a special mission for Dr. Reed. He says that even the court went against us, is his opinion. Time will tell that not one of our people, including John, would be allowed to get on an airplane even if they had a legal custody grant. Well, these are encouraging things. The United States Embassy also came and were impressed. They said at the end of the show, and I had given them all socialist messages, very strong indeed. I named the conspirators up to Senator Stennis,